We talked to Coach a little earlier. He was talking about you guys, you know, trying to shore up your run defense. What do you think you need to do differently?
We just make sure we maintain our gap control as far as in a running game. You know, we will get everybody in there, and you know, sometimes we just, you know, we turn one guy out or one guy kind of misplaces a gap, and you know, that's where we, you know, things have been happening. It's been the big plays have hurt us. It's not the, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 yard carries. It's the ones that go for, you know, the one that may hit us for 15 or 20 yards that kind of make the numbers look a lot more than what it really is. You know, we can't play, you know, go, you know, have 20 rushes and you play, you know, 15 of them right, but you let those, you know, 1, 2, or 3 rushes that kind of get go for long yards can kind of make the numbers look pretty bad. And we know what we have to do. We just got to make sure we stay in our gaps and yeah, just be gas down.
You know, Coach Kiffin's a young guy, you know, the youngest guy to be a head coach in the NFL. As he's gone through the season, have you seen him progress any? Has he seemed comfortable coaching the team and everything?
Definitely. He's, you know, he's gotten better and better week after week. He's just been doing a great job. And, you know, I'm excited because we see what's in front of us. We know what's ahead of us. We just got to keep working and keep executing. We feel like we've been in every football game this year, and Coach has just been preaching the same thing. And if we keep playing the way we know we can, good things are going to happen for us. But like I said, it just has to be a team effort. You know, we just can't have breakdowns on offense, on defense, or special teams.
Is that what he's been preaching? Is like a team effort like that?
Yeah, definitely. We just want to just make sure we play consistently all four quarters. You know, we've been in every football game. And we've had leads in some of our in a lot of fourth quarters of our games. We just haven't closed the deal. So that's one of the main things we've been trying to preach is competing all the way to the end and making sure we finish strong.
Justin Fargus is going to be your starter. Can you talk a little bit about him, what you've seen just going against him in practice, kind of a runner he is?
Justin, he's a hard runner, a very hard runner in the thing that when he hits the hole, he goes. You know, he doesn't really think too much about it. When he sees that opening, he sees that crack, he's going to hit it full speed. And he's a relentless runner, meaning that, you know, he just goes out there and, you know, he knows he's going to take some shots, but at the same time, he's a tough guy in the fact that he'll take a big hit but get right back up. And I think almost like he usually almost pinballs off a big hit, and it actually kind of drives him a little bit and makes him want to go out there and try to get another one.
You see a hungry back after being on the sideline?
Oh, definitely hungry. I mean, this is a year for him to kind of show a lot of people that he can run the football on a consistent basis. You know, I get a chance to work out with a guy every Tuesday on our off day. And, you know, he seems to just, you know, he may be banged up, but to me, he's still, you know, doing a great job as far as working out and keeping his body to kind of, you know, go through that pounding every week.
Kirk, how tough was that first loss to the Broncos on you guys?
We felt that game was ours. You know, we felt that was a game that we should have won. You know, coming down to it, you know, we felt like we made the field goal to win it, but, you know, it's over now. But definitely we feel that that's the one that got away from us. We definitely felt like with the divisional games, the rivalry games, every play counts, and it shouldn't have to come down to a play such as that should be a deciding factor. We want to play well the whole game, and we were more upset about how we started the first half than anything, you know, being down 17-3 at halftime. That was something that we really addressed.
Do you like the way the overtime thing is structured right now?
That's just how it is. You know, it's been like that for a long time, and I feel like it's a fair shot. You know, if you're on defense, you got to go out there and get the ball back. If you're on offense, you got to go score. So, it pretty much is a fair deal. You know, it's a coin toss. Definitely, that's a great thing. You win it, you don't. It's whatever, but you got to make sure you go out there and handle whatever business you have to.
Kirk, I think you didn't you get Cutler the last game?
Yeah, an interception? I got him last game.
And then was he a little? Did he look a little more confused then? What you've seen on tape the last couple games?
I mean, he looks more and more confident. You know, this is only his. He hasn't even completed a full year yet as far as starting quarterback. How many games has he started now?
Well, he has now. He just finished his 16th game.
Just finished his 16th game, yeah. So he finally has got a full year's worth of game in him. He can start to see that in his passes and his how comfortable he is, especially with Brandon Marshall and Stokely. I mean, these guys are are helping him out a lot in the passing game. And you can see he's just getting comfortable and just getting the ball in their hands. And he's been making some plays also with his feet too. So we got to be able, watch him because we know he's a great quarterback and he with a terrific arm. So we just got to make sure we play sound and understand that he's going to make some plays happen. We just got to limit his big plays. I know last week he had a couple big plays, especially the one to Marshall. Those are the plays that you have to eliminate because those are the quick hitters that can get you.
Kirk, obviously the Raiders, the record hasn't been, quite the same as it was in some decades, but the fans, are they still coming out just like ever?
No, I mean, it's always like that, especially with the rivalry game. I mean, going against Denver, Kansas City, San Diego, these are just games that you just can't, there's not a lot that you need to get up for this one because, I've been a lifelong Raider fan myself, so I know what it feels like to go against the Broncos, especially at home. This is going to be huge, especially for us coming off a win last week against another rival in Kansas City. I know our fans still got our support, so they know that we're a much better team than our record shows right now, and we just haven't been playing the way we know we can. But last week we got a victory, and we just want to let it roll over again this week against Denver.